This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the Cubs. They don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
I can't even do better than that.
Thank you for having me, Chicago. I love you. Let's get some runs.
Proving there that he's a better actor than he is a singer, Chris Pratt, leading Chicago Cubs fans in the Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That was during the seventh inning stretch this past week. Probably didn't recognize the voice, but you would know him if you saw him. Chris Pratt starred in the biggest movie of the summer, Guardians of the Galaxy. Major League Baseball and a nice fun twist opening up this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is our overview of the hot hits in Talk Radio for the week ending September the 5th, reviewing all the top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com have helped to monitor talk radio programs across the country to put together this list of, in some instances, banal things that seem to be overcooked sometimes by those of us who talk about these things for a living. And sometimes it's kind of fun, sometimes exciting. So baseball, been very, very good to me, the number 10 item this week.
Number 9.
Staying with the sports theme, as the NFL season opens up, there is a lot of focus on who's going to be in what position, Michael Sam, all that sort of thing. Here's host Joel Riley talking to sports analyst Jan Langbein about the NFL's new policy on domestic violence, which was put into place just as the season got started.
What do you think? NFL moving in the right direction, Jan?
You know, I applaud Goodell and I applaud the NFL, Joel. I think this is a decisive statement. These statements are strong and decisive. But also I was very appreciative of the way he backed it up with training, with an understanding that domestic violence is a broad impact affecting millions of people. He talked about a wellness number for the NFL players and spouses to call. I think this was well thought through.
And it's interesting to me and maybe important because so many people participate with the NFL on some level that when you have that kind of that bully pulpit, it's nice to see somebody making some good inroads using it to the plus.
Well, that was exactly the thing that bothered us so much at the time, was that that was a wasted opportunity. Imagine what it would be if the NFL takes this strong of a stand, followed by the NBA, followed by the NHL. It's not just the players that are involved in it. It's the fans that watch. But imagine how many young athletes now have heard this statement saying that hurting your girlfriend, hurting your wife is against the law and it's wrong.
There was a case, in fact, I saw it on NFL.com, Ray McDonald of the 49ers arrested for domestic violence just over the weekend. So do you imagine then that he's going to be the recipient? He's going to be the first guy that is going to deal with these new policies?
I think it can't be any other way. I don't think you can say it and not do it. So we'll be watching that closely.
Number 8.
The number 8 item this week, as we review the top 10 items, the usual bill of fare here during this hour of the program. As a matter of fact, this took place during my Good Day program, this conversation about the Ebola threat I talked to one of the four doctors associated with Good Day program. His name is Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we focus in on the latest from the World Health Organization on the Ebola situation.
You've got hundreds of millions of people in Africa, and we're watching every single one of them. We know for absolute certain that an Ebola-infected person with whether they call EBD, I think they're calling it now, who in Western Africa made it to the Congo without being detected by somebody somewhere saying these things. Also, the WHO just announced, along with a physicist from, I think it's Northeastern University there in Boston, who just released numbers about 2 or 3 days ago saying at the current rate of growth, there will be 100,000 cases by December. Mm-hmm. At the same time, they're trying to tell us, well, don't worry about what's going on in the Congo. The Sudan government authorities just announced, I think it was this weekend, it is now illegal in East Darfur or West Darfur to say anything on TV or radio about Ebola, even though there's Ebola cases now in the Sudan. It is illegal to make public statements about Ebola in Darfur. So the problem continues to expand, and the cover-up continues to expand, because this stuff can be very terrifying once the real dynamic behind this is finally dawning on people's minds, that this could end up being a worldwide catastrophe.
All right, so a focus on Ebola and what your thoughts are can be recorded by your going to facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougStephan.com is okay. Any of the comments you may have about some of these items, quickly, if you can, when you have them, dial us at 888-302-3684. That will work as well. So we've started at number 10, gone to number 9 and number 8. That would give us the opportunity to listen to the discussion, which is number 7. And it has to do with the passing of Joan Rivers, as you might expect. That would be in the countdown as well. So that's up next here on the countdown.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
It's got big pens for a dollar, so cool. Compacts for 50 cents, way. And a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muffa, that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got big pens for $1, a compact for 50 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply to stores. Staples.com for details.
This hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. If you wonder why the gang here and I love BuzzBox Coffee, here are a couple of reasons. Did you know that as Americans we drink so much coffee that we actually get more of our antioxidants from coffee than from fruits and vegetables? That's why we love knowing BuzzBox Coffee is USDA certified organic, contains none of the harmful insecticides or pesticides that most other coffees contain. We love that BuzzBox Coffee isn't hyper-caffeinated, poor quality, robusta beans. Instead, BuzzBox Coffee, 100% Arabica beans, only the top of 1% of that grade. We love that BuzzBox Coffee is so smooth, not acidic, since it's only shade-grown coffee, which is how nature intended coffee to be grown. And we also love that together, one cup at a time, we're enjoying the best of the best coffee and having real impact via helping my Eastley farm. So taste the difference, make a difference by joining us today to get your free pound. Call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on the orange BuzzBox. Hi, I'm Doug Stephan with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact 1, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact 3, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of like Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Number 7.
I'd rather be a good-looking corpse than look like some of the people I saw at my class reunion.
Joan Rivers is dead at the age of 81, passing away on Thursday. Her early dreams included being involved in the world of fashion. She also loved acting early on, but it was humor that paid the bills for her and made her a star. Here's host Bill Carroll talking about some of the things he really liked about Joan Rivers, including the time that she insulted him.
I really liked Joan Rivers. I found her incredibly funny. I know that in her later years, people sort of made fun of her over the plastic surgery, but she was so self-deprecating about that. And I even enjoyed, because if you live with a woman and you're a guy, you end up watching red carpets. You just do. Yeah, you know, I don't mind looking at attractive women walking down the red carpet dressed in something really sexy, but it's not something I choose to do on my own. It's like when Sylvie wants to watch the Miss America pageant, I'll watch it. Oh, that's fun. But I would never choose. It's like got to be a football game or something on. But she made it funny to watch the red carpet because her insults were hilarious. And there she'd be, usually dressed really badly herself, you know, way over the top, and insulting everybody else for what they wore. I always found her funny. I remember as a kid watching her fill in for Johnny Carson. And I even watched her own talk show. Boy, that didn't last long, huh? You know that I read that she and Johnny Carson never spoke again after that. They were great friends, but after she went off to do a talk show to compete with them on Fox Network, it was just this fledgling network at the time. And what did it last, maybe 8 months or something? And it was gone. I think Arsenio Hall show probably replaced that, if I'm remembering the timeline. Anyway, a lot of people probably knew her very well that would have great stories to tell about Joan Rivers. I only met her once. And she was so Joan Rivers that she did not disappoint at all. I can't remember exactly when it was. It would have been sometime in the late 80s. And I'd been flown into New York City to interview Sylvester Stallone for one of the Rambo movies. And they put me up in I think it was the Park Plaza Hotel, where she lived at the time with her husband on the top floor. So a couple of times I happened to get in the elevator, and Joan Rivers was there. And I believe once even with her husband. She had this little dog in her arms all the time. And I didn't really talk to her the first couple of times. I don't know why I kept running into her in the elevator. I guess when you have a little dog, you're in and out of the hotel, you're on the top floor, you're up and down the elevator all day long. But one time I got in, it was just me and her and this little dog, and I reached over to pet it, and the dog kind of snapped at me. Bah! Bah! And I said, Joan, I don't think your dog likes me very much. She says, oh, no, you're probably fine. He just hates that shirt. And I thought, that's Joan Rivers being Joan Rivers. Never been so happy to be insulted.
All right, here's a monologue from Joan Rivers. Once when she guest hosted on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show.
And it's so nice to be on the Carson Show because every time I stand backstage, I think where I started out because I came from, I started playing, when I got out of college, I played places in Greenwich Village, these little lousy clubs where you'd pass the hat wouldn't come back. It was just that, and then I played outside of Boston, Springfield, Massachusetts. I used to play strip joints there. The what? Have you ever been there? The club herpes. I will never forget. There was a two rash minimum. It was just. The girl singer was the lowest. Her name was Jack Dempsey. It was. And you look back, they didn't even have a phone number. No, she shouldn't say. Maybe they did have a phone number. I couldn't get it because I had to call information who gives you. Don't you hate information? Are they vicious or is it just to me? Information, the meanest people in the world. You call them up, they are. Information, can I have a number of TWA? Can you spell that, please? They are just. Angry. Isn't that true? Everyone's upset about recession. Information is mean. Sales ladies? Oh, I went into a store today. I said, what have you got to go with this suit? She gave me a bottle of cheap wine.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item on our countdown, the review of the hot hits, focuses on the hacking that's been done this week. The nude celebrity pictures, Apple iCloud security in general. So a lot of discussion about this regular, straightforward conversation radio, some of the business talk radio programs and shows. Here's host Don Cookson talking to financial analyst Chris Hill about the impact on cloud storage companies after the Apple iCloud being hacked and all these nude celebrity photos having been released, which maybe a lot of you have subsequently seen. Let's listen in.
Obviously, things like cloud storage, cloud computing, cloud backup servers, huge business now. Huge business, because it allows individuals and businesses to essentially alleviate themselves of a fairly significant expense, and that is data storage and security. And now with this, these celebrity photos being hacked or leaked or somehow retrieved from cloud storage and thrown out there on the internet for all the world to see, you wonder, is this going to have a negative impact on those companies who are engaged in this business, who make their, you know, they make their bones providing online storage? Is that a concern within that business community?
I think anyone in that business community who is not currently terrified of what is happening really should be, because it's not just the consumers, as you indicated. It is huge businesses, IBM, Apple, Cisco Systems, all of these huge technology companies that are going to mom-and-pop businesses, going to consumers, going to large multinational conglomerates and saying, your information, all of your information will be safe with us. And there, at some point, just sort of becomes this level of trust where you just say, okay, well, I will trust that your cloud security is every bit as secure as the sort of hardware security that we've been going with up until this point. I think that, you know, just look at the headlines this morning that Home Depot is now dealing with a security breach.
Yes.
We saw this last holiday with Target. So it's everything from where you swipe your credit card when you're making a purchase over the weekend to your personal information, your photographs, your movies, your financial information. So, no, I think that anyone who is spending money, whether it's a mom-and-pop business or a large multinational, I'm sure they are on the phone with whoever is their vendor right now and saying, okay, walk me through this one more time. Tell me why what happened to all these celebrities is not going to happen to my financial information, my patents, my competitive IT information, and convince me that I shouldn't switch my business to someone else.
It is so much more than just photos, and certainly this is what captures everybody's attention because it's names of the rich and famous who are associated with it. But when people begin to realize, hey, this is the same cloud storage where my where my personal banking information might reside, or everything that I back up on my computer, there may well be a backlash to contend with.
Well, a lot of stories. We all have stories each week about our own personal situation. Two of my credit cards got hacked in a very creative scheme that involves them, the people, whoever's doing it, and knowing how to use the technology of calling you to tell you that your credit card has been hacked by somebody else, and in fact, they're the hackers. A phishing scheme going on. It took a whole day for the bank to figure out what was going on. Pretty amazing and something to look out for. Security and hacking, number 6 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Number five item after we've gone through from 10 to number six, a quick review, by the way, of where we are at this point in time. To recap, Major League Baseball, number 10, Major League Football, in a sense, number 9, the Ebola threat, number 8, death of Joan Rivers, number 7, the hacking of celebrity pictures and the Apple iCloud security system, number 6. So that brings us around to number 5, something that's been in the countdown for a number of weeks, the relationship between Russia and Ukraine and what the rest of the world is thinking and or doing about it. Here's radio host Ron Ponder talking to political analyst Michael Grossman about Putin's recent comments, the possibility of a nuclear weapon being in Ukraine, would they use them, and that sort of thing.
Mr. Putin brought up nuclear weapons, and previously he spoke about renouncing the 1987 Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty between the U.S. and Russia, and some folks in the U.S. have said that he's been violating that treaty anyway.
Yeah.
What is going on with that? Can you help us out in understanding that?
I think this is basically a response to this is kind of muscle flexing, you know. We have right now this meeting in the NATO meeting is going on. I think it's in Wales, I think Cardiff. So they're having a NATO meeting, and basically, you know, the alliance is talking about creating a rapid reaction force. They're talking about putting, if not necessarily bases, then forward station supplies in the Baltics and in Poland. So this is to some extent the Russians basically saying, you know what, you're not scaring us. I think it's a lot of saber rattling, honestly.
Do you think that this has the possibilities of escalating itself?
Not to nuclear war. No. Nobody's going to use nuclear weapons. It's still your statement that nuclear weapons have historically been defensive is still accurate. They're defensive. Nobody will be, to use nuclear weapons is basically suicide. You know, if they launch, we launch, and it's pretty much done. But there is certainly a chance of escalation. I don't think it's going to escalate to anything really military, because when all said and done, NATO is still not, NATO has made it very clear they're not going to intervene militarily. And the United States has made it very clear they're not going to intervene militarily. We're even cautious in terms of giving the Ukrainian government more sophisticated weaponry. I mean, we give them night vision goggles and humanitarian stuff and non-lethal equipment. But I don't think we're going to go as far. I'm still not convinced that the United States is willing to go as far as actually giving them even military, like lethal military hardware, never mind actually putting troops on the ground. And as long as we don't do that, I don't think it's actually going to go to a war type situation. My feeling in this whole thing is that, honestly, I think we may be approaching an end point. I think that this whole, the escalation we see right now in Ukraine in terms of pushing back the Ukrainian military, I think kind of what it is, you need to look in conjunction with what's going on right now in Minsk, where there are negotiations between the Russians and the Ukrainians. I think this is basically a situation where both sides are trying to get the best situation they can in the negotiation. And I think the Russians are pushing it in order to get, what they want out of it, which is, Ukraine basically renounces ever going into NATO. The West at least somewhat acknowledges the fact that Russia has a vested interest in that area, and maybe some kind of federalization of the country. My sense, and maybe and I may be wrong here, but my sense is that I think we may be coming to an end game here.
Number four item on the countdown focuses on the United States Department of Justice and their probe into what has happened in Ferguson, Missouri. Here's host Pat Campbell, along with Eddie Huff, talking about this launch of the investigation by the feds in Ferguson.
The entire Ferguson Police Department is now under investigation. For what?
For making Holder mad, I guess is what the deal is.
What a bunch of crap! This is like you've got one kid in class who's screwing around. Everybody's going to be punished.
Here's what's going to happen: the Justice Department and the Obama administration, if it hasn't already, they're going to reach their ISIS crisis. They're going to reach their ISIS moment where they jump the shark. In other words, where all of a sudden America's going to wake up and say, "Hey, enough is enough. This we've had it." In Louisiana, the Justice Department has already been come down upon by a judge for malicious prosecution, malicious attacks upon law enforcement in the state of Louisiana for the same type of deal. So we'll see what happens here now in Ferguson, Missouri, how far they go, what exactly it is they're going to do, or if the investigation thing is just a threat to try to get them to do their bidding. So I don't know. There's a part of me that wishes that the Ferguson Police Department would just resign. Everybody just says, "We're out of here. You do it. Here's the keys. We're gone." And go apply for, for no, seriously.
Well, you remember who was it? Mark Furman. Okay,
right.
He was on talking about this on Fox one night. He said, "You know what?" He says, "If I were the Ferguson Police Department," he says, "I'd sit in my cruiser for my 8-hour shift." He says, "And I'd put my earbuds in and listen to my iPod, not respond to a single call, and just sit in the car." And he goes, "Ferguson," he says, "let me know how that's working out for you."
Right. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Now, the one part I do like about this investigation, though, is these police officers are all being forced to wear cameras. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because that's gonna vindicate them.
Right.
That's gonna save them.
Yeah.
Now they've got evidence that, guess what? Guess what? Yeah. It's not like they said it was.
Number three.
Nonsense. Okay, that's my Let's keep moving here. The situation with elections going on in November, the so-called midterm election process in the focus every week. There's certainly time and energy devoted to politics and elections on a lot of the news talk radio programs and stations around the country. Here's an example from talk host Steve Scott, who has Alex Eisenstadt from Politico.com on his program talking about how Congress might look after the election that takes place a couple of months from now.
Alex, you write on Politico that Republicans may fall short of what they're hoping for.
That's right. Republicans have been talking a big game for the last couple of months, saying they're going to benefit from a wave election that will give them double-digit seats in the House, really expanding their majority, making it a lot easier for John Boehner to maneuver around. But the problem is that, as things stand right now, Republicans are only on track to gain probably a handful of seats. So it's not terrible, but it's short of what they've wanted and expected.
A little history. How does the opposing party typically do during a second-term president's midterms?
Yeah, that's a great question. You look at that, and since 1950, which is really the start of the two-term presidency, the opposing party has gained, on average, about 25 seats. And so, if you have Republicans gaining 5 or 6 seats, that this would be far below the historical average.
So, what is cutting into the GOP's hoped-for gains?
Well, it's a lot of things. Part of it is that fundraising has lagged. Part of it is that the party's brand isn't very good. But a lot of it also has to do with redistricting. And as you may remember, a couple years ago, redistricting was done in congressional districts across the country. And it made it so that it was really hard for parties to win seats of the opposing party in general elections. And so the House is pretty baked in right now.
Now, if there are only small gains by Republicans, could that kind of paint Speaker Boehner into a corner? Could he be someone at the mercy of the Tea Party?
Well, yeah, and he's been at the mercy of the Tea Party, and he probably would continue to be. The stakes are actually quite high for the House this time around, because what you've seen is a situation over the last few years where Boehner's really been beholden to this group of Tea Partiers in the House, and if he could build his majority, he would have additional members that he could rely on in order to get the votes he needs to pass legislation. If he only adds a few additional seats, things would basically look pretty much the same as they have over the last few years.
Now, even though they would be losing some seats, does all of this somehow bode well for Democrats?
Well, it bodes well for Democrats only in the sense that they would have staved off some bigger losses. For much of the election cycle, it looked like Democrats were on track to see massive losses in the House and the Senate. And right now, as we stand 2 months or so until the election, it's really not clear whether Republicans are there yet.
I know your piece on Politico focuses on the House. Do we have a read on the Senate? Republicans would love to try to steal away the Senate. Are they on track to do so?
Yeah, the Senate is the priority for Republicans in November, make no mistake about it. And they are really on the razor's edge of being able to take control of that chamber. And if they do, you will see the Republicans in control of the House and Senate headed into the final 2 years of President Obama's tenure. It would make it a very hard path for the president to finish out his term.
All right. So, as you might expect, a little pejorative there. Politico.com, not exactly middle of the road when it comes to their overview of the political realities, the political scene. All right. So we've got ourselves up to number 2, which will be in the focus of your ears. And by the way, this whole list is at DougStephan.com and at Talkers.com, the top 10 radio topics. And the one you think is most important, you can register by taking the poll at DougStephan.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Plate, and Bounty Paper Towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Kohl's
has fall covered with great brands and even better prices. Find his perfect fit with Boys Levi's 511 Skinny Fit, $29.99. And 25 to 40% off your forever favorites from Rockin' Republic. Deck the little ones in Disney from top to bottom at 25% off. And score kids' Fila shoes for $29.99 each. Plus, save even more when you shop late Friday and early Saturday. Find great brands Thursday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262. And mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today, 800-543-9262.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
Number two.
Number two item this week, certainly lots of talk on talk radio this week, news talk, issue-oriented radio, about the threat from ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Libyan jets. Where are they? That sort of thing. And here's Talk Host Kathy Huckstra with Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. They discuss a terrorist attack that sources say might be coming in to our country from Mexico.
There are some frightening things that appear to be happening just across the U.S. border with Mexico, and it's not the illegal young people this time. We're finding out about it thanks to Judicial Watch. Well, hey, tell us what's going on.
Sure. On Friday, we issued a bulletin warning folks that based upon human intelligence sources that we have, both federal law enforcement officers and others in the vicinity of El Paso, Texas, that an ISIS operational cell was in Juarez, and they were planning on an attack, an imminent attack, along the southwest border in the vicinity of the El Paso region. And that attack was presented or was represented to us as being soon. We didn't know whether that meant hours, days, or weeks, but soon. And that one possibility of several, but at least one possibility, would be vehicle-borne explosives, trucks, bombs, car bombs. And so we made that announcement known. The reporting that we've gotten on this, the sourcing on it from other federal agencies has been characterized as, quote, golden, close quote. So we were very confident, based on years of experience with these sources, that the threat was accurate and true. We made our release on Friday. all the usual suspects, all the typical Washington types, the various spokesmen for various agencies said, gee, we don't know what you're talking about, and that's fine, because they don't know what they're talking about. They're sitting in Washington on a Friday afternoon before the Labor Day weekend. They're not talking to the field agents out there on the ground in Texas working the case. And so that isn't necessarily surprising that the headquarters spokesman didn't know what was going on.
You guys are pros at this. You have your sources. What's the percentage degree of certainty that your sources are accurate?
90%.
All right, so with Al-Qaeda comes thought about what the Islamic State militants are doing as well. It seems the president has not wanted to talk about the gruesome videotaped executions of the two Americans. He doesn't want to put the spotlight on them. Is that a good idea or not? What do you think? 888-302-3684. To deny the Muslims their right to live safely under the Islamic State will result in bloodshed of your people. That's something that was aimed at the ISIS group also this past week. Number one up next here.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Life goes on, and so do the threats. He's talking number two about Al-Qaeda and made mention of ISIS, and now we focus the remaining moments on the countdown this week on our strategy. The program that I host during the week is called the Good Day Program. And earlier this week, I talked to Ivan Evand from the Independent Institute about what President Obama and Prime Minister David Cameron said. And basically, it's to paraphrase, they will not be cowed by extremists like ISIS. And so I wanted to know what that meant.
Well, I don't think it means very much in itself, but it is sort of an indication that politicians have to, you know, be seen as responding to, you know, things that happen in the news.
But don't people want action here? Don't Americans want some kind of action? Don't people around the world want some kind of action? These people keep getting stronger and bigger and pushier, and we're just standing around flapping our jaws.
Well, I think there's a difference between what seems to be and what is, and that is the fact that if you want to fight terrorism, if you're doing it in a very public way, you're probably creating more terrorists than you're getting rid of. The same is true with guerrillas. You have to fight them. The only way to get rid of this group, and they are more than a terrorist group, they do hold territory. Now, that could be a disadvantage, but it can also be an advantage because you can you have something to attack. With Al-Qaeda, they were always in the shadows, that sort of thing. But this group is mainly a regional threat right now, according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And so I think we ought to treat it as a regional threat rather than a threat to the U.S. Now, there could be a few straggling fighters coming back, and that's a job for Homeland Security. But what they're currently doing with airstrikes, it's really an untenable strategy. If you're fighting counterinsurgency, and this is an insurgency, not just terrorism, you have to have boots on the ground. Now, I'm not advocating U.S. boots on the ground because actually they're inferior to local forces. Now, the reason for that is, not saying that U.S. forces are not more capable in themselves than, say, the forces of Turkey or Iraq or whatever. But the problem that you have with guerrillas is that the local forces have local knowledge, they have local intelligence, and also they're not perceived as being foreigners. And that's a really big thing, as we found out in Afghanistan, Iraq, as the Soviets found out in Afghanistan as well. But foreigners are not given much of a break, even if they're very powerful foreigners like the U.S.
All right, so let's see, to continue our focus here on ISIS, here's another radio host named Kevin Miller. He's talking to Middle East correspondent Emily Wither here about concerns reporters are facing after these two beheadings.
What has been the reaction of the community of journalists and yourself to the recent beheadings of two journalists?
Well, it sends shockwaves through all of us, and I think as well many are examining how it happened. But there are other journalists as well that are still in captivity. Many journalists have been captured and then released. We only have to remember Richard Engel of NBC News. His team was captured last year in Syria, and they were released after 4 days. They were lucky. There's been stories similar to his of journalists who have managed to escape or be released. Others are not so lucky. And I think a lot of it does sometimes come down to trust. There's been some stories about local fixers that journalists rely on. These are people on the ground who act as translators, who help drive us to places to get the addresses and set up interviews. And in some cases, they have been the ones to betray journalists, to break that trust and hand them over to various armed groups. There have been a few cases of that happening. So people are becoming increasingly nervous about who they can and cannot trust. Also, it looks as if in the case of James Foley and Stephen Sotlov was that they were originally sold to an armed group who wanted to make a little bit of money, who then sold them on to the Islamic State and other extremist groups. And that also raises a very worrying question for us all, and that is there are not only, of course, extremist groups operating in these areas of Syria and Iraq, but also there are criminal gangs who are taking advantage of the instability and just want to make some money.
So the situation with ISIS, number one, Al-Qaeda, number two, midterm elections, number three, the probe in Ferguson, Missouri, number four, the tension between Russia and Ukraine, number five, the hacked celebrity pictures, number six, Joan Rivers passing, number seven, the Ebola threat, number eight, Michael Sam and NFL conversation, number nine, Major League Baseball, number 10 on the people list. At number 10, Michael Sam, Joan Rivers, nine, Jennifer Lawrence, number eight, Vladimir Putin, seven, Mitt Romney, number six, Hillary Clinton, five, Rick Perry, Rand Paul, number four, Steve Sotloff, number three, David Cameron, number two, and Mr. Obama in the number one position on the people list on the Talk Radio Countdown.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.